This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. The outgoing warden of the Iowa State Penitentiary says it was a simple meeting on a Monday morning in 1975 that led him down his path in life. Nick Ludwig says his final day on the job will be Friday. He's retiring after more than 40 years in corrections. Ludwig started his career at the Michigan Reformatory in his hometown of Ionia, Michigan. He says he was 20 years old when his best friend's dad, who happened to be the reformatory's warden, asked Ludwig and his friends to meet him.
He was a big guy, you know, he wasn't somebody you said no to. And when Dale asked you to meet him, you know, we all adjusted our schedules accordingly with no idea what he had in mind. When we arrived, he said, I need 5 new employees. I need 3 officers. I need somebody for a storekeeper. I believe the other position may have been in the business office or the school. Out of those 5 employees, he realized over 160 years of seniority, so he did a good job of selecting. We all started very young, but many people do. My wife works in corrections in the Michigan Department of Corrections. She began her career at 18, so, you know, you learn the nuances of the environment. A prison is not for everybody. I tell all of my new employees that, you know, if this work bothers you, then this is not the right place to work, but I've always found great joy in working with staff, working with offenders. Definitely something that I should have done, and I'm glad that I did do for my profession.
Did you ever have that moment, though, that you thought, boy, what am I doing here? I mean, you've been in it this long now, but was there ever that moment early on thinking, what am I doing here?
No, there really wasn't. I was raised to always be comfortable in any environment. Parents pushed me. Grandmother was an educator. She pushed me, so I always felt comfortable regardless what room I happened to be in. And they said it's better to go to the center of the room and be comfortable there than hang on the wall and kind of blend in with the environment. So I learned that at an early age. The business is all about working with and talking to people. And if you can communicate effectively, that's the best tool you can have in your arsenal. It was then and it continues to be now.
When did you realize you wanted to head up into the administrative side, reaching warden? I mean, when did you decide that that was the path?
When I saw people being promoted, that I knew that I'd forgotten more about corrections than they would probably ever know. And it truly was. It was a catalyst. I'll give you an example. The week before, I'd worked with the Corrections Academy in Michigan, doing some training for them, on loan, if you will, from the institution. And I was working with another individual who I knew the following week was being promoted to an assistant deputy warden. Well, the following week, I passed him in the hallway, and he walked by me like he didn't even know me. He had changed. He'd forgotten his roots. And that was the catalyst, because I went home and thought about it and actually took the next year off on an educational leave to complete my bachelor's degree. That is what kept me from moving ahead sooner. Now, by the same token, I believe that I moved at the right age because there is a tremendous amount of responsibility in managing other people. So I was in a better position to wait the period of time that I did, although having other opportunities. Michigan is a very large system, so there's a lot of openings. Depending upon where you work, your geographic circle widens sometimes for job opportunities. Mine was definitely that moment when that individual acted like he was somebody different, solely based on his promotion.
Has that also helped you in kind of how you have used your own leadership and how you've worked with staff and everybody like that?
Oh, definitely. I manage like a coach. I said that during my interview. Coaches realize that there's some people that they need to spend more time with than others. They also realize there's some people that they could basically just turn loose and trust to do their job. They know how to motivate people. They know when to listen. They know how to organize a team and get people to work together for a common goal as one rather than on a singular basis. And an asset of mine is the ability to get people to feel comfortable, get people to realize that there's more strength in many than there is one, and to enjoy their work, keep things in perspective. I've always said family first. You know, we have our families, and therein lies our strength. But there's also a work family in corrections. When you work with someone for 8 hours a day, you normally talk to that individual more than you would when you go home. And so there's a secondary family in corrections.
Nick Ludwig is retiring after 40 years in corrections. He served as warden at the Iowa State Penitentiary the past 6.5 years, overseeing the transfer of inmates to the new prison in 2015. Ludwig says he's moving back to Michigan, where he worked in the state's Department of Corrections for more than 30 years before coming to Iowa. Tomorrow we will hear how Ludwig believes the field of corrections has changed over the years and what the future might hold for the field. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.